Welcome aboard this one-way flight en route to economic sovereignty. This is your captain speaking. If I could just have your full attention for a few moments. As you know, there's an exit ahead of you. Though I would also advise you to check, as the exit may actually be behind you. There's a life belt under your seat, and once you do exit, there is a light and a whistle to attract attention in the unlikely event that we land in hot water. Now, if you're already, I'd advise you to assume the cash position. And remember, buckle up, baby. There could be a lot of turbulence ahead. Aye, aye.
Thank heavens I made it.
Oh, Minister, we weren't expecting you today. Come to welcome all the immigrants home for Christmas, have you?
No, I...
Seeing off the last of the gathering visitors, is it?
No, I need you to get me on the next flight to Japan immediately.
Japan? Oh, isn't the Taoiseach over there?
Yes, he gave me the slip. I mean, he's on an official visit.
And you want to go over there too now, do you?
Yes, I need to get over there as soon as possible. Please, can you get me on a plane really, really quickly? It's very important. God knows what damage he's doing to the country.
We are delighted to welcome Most Honourable Taoiseach.
Oh, it's great to be here, good man yourself.
And offer you this ceremonial cup of sake. If you'd like to take a sip.
Oh, more of that. That's lovely stuff.
No, it is a ceremonial
drink. I demolish a pint of the stuff with a lilt tap.
Hey, what's this thing here? It looks lovely.
This is very rare delicacy. Ooh. Japanese globefish.
Globefish.
It is prepared with great precision.
Right.
Because only a very tiny part of it is edible. The rest is deadly poison.
Nothing a Castle Bar fry-up wouldn't cure, huh?
You're not supposed to eat it.
Oh, yeah. I hate the smell.
He's invincible, like Shaolin warrior.
So come here. What's this about the beef?
Yes.
No?
We would like to import your superior quality Irish beef to Japan. It is very great honour, very valuable to Irish economy.
Yeah, you don't want to bother with your quality stuff, the sirloin and the T-bone and whatnot.
Huh?
So most of that is horse meat anyway. No.
Sorry?
I'll give you the tripe. You love that. It's from the cow's third stomach, you see. A queer name, but great stuff. It's awfully good, as my predecessor might have said. Now, do you want me to open your nikkei? I brought my own bell and everything.
No.
I love my bell.
Jeez.
Is that Joe Biden over there? Yeah. Joe! Come over here, I have my bell.
Right, where do we see now? Okay, I'll get this fella a ring first of all.
Hello, Big Phil speaking.
Ah, Phil, Colm Keaveney here. How is it?
You're through to Phil Hogan. I'm afraid I can't come to the phone right now. Please leave your message after the tone.
The tone, right. There's no actual tone there. Okay. Try this number next. Hello, Jerry.
It's Jerry and Sean.
Jerry O'Cara, Colm Keaveney on chat.
Through no fault of his own, the person you were calling has not enabled their voicemail. We're all to blame. Please try again later. Much later.
Damn it! Try this one, I suppose. Lucinda, it's Colm Keaveney here. I suppose there's always a last resort.
Look, for the millionth time, I'm quite happy with my service provider going forward.
Michal, it's Colm Keaveney here.
Keaveney?
Mm-hmm.
Are you working for a UPC now as well?
No, actually, I was thinking of coming to work for you.
What?
I've decided to join Fianna Fáil.
But you hate Fianna Fáil. You've been highly critical of us in the past, almost heartfully so, if you don't mind me saying.
That was in the past. I've come to realise two very important things since then.
And what would they be, Colm?
That I'm very lonely. I haven't a chance of being re-elected as an independent. So what do you say, Big Mickey? Can we draw a line under the past?
I'll tell you what I think, Colm.
Yes?
I look at you and I see something Fianna Fáil needs.
What's that, Big Mickey?
A seat.
Oh!
going forward.
Holy Father, you really shouldn't be on the street so late at night.
I wish to help the poor, my friend. I just wish to help the poor.
Dear. Yeah. Grazie, Papa Francis. Grazie.
Bless you. Ciao. Papa.
vi benedisce, mio figlio.
Tu sei così generoso, pontefice.
Tu sei figlio di Dio, mio figlio. Bless you, my poor leper.
And you, holy father, this will help us tremendously. I hope now you'll give the fuel bab to the other lads. There's Leo and Phil and Richard and Rory. He doesn't believe, but he's all right.
I am here to help the poor, to help those down on their luck, to help those with nothing.
Well, you've hit the jackpot here, bucko. We're out of the bailout in 2 weeks, and to be honest, we won't have an arse in our trousers then. And Goromai Agadog is Dovania.
God bless you.
Now, better count the takings then. I must remind Quinn, Riley and Burton they're on duty here tomorrow night. Let's hope the Holy Father keeps his generosity going. Ah, yeah.
Oh yes, he was a towering presence. A man of immense intellect.
He bestrode the world like a colossus.
He inspired the world and fought great wrongs.
People just wanted to be in his presence.
He was the father of the nation. A veritable giant.
No disrespect, Mr. President. That's going a bit far, though, isn't it? He inspired loyalty and love in all those who served him.
Yes, I can see the obituaries now, Kevin. When one hears all these tributes to Mandela, I'm reminded of that time when even I must pass on from this life. For even I, yes, the president, the greatest living poet, even I am mortal. Stop that, Kevin. I'm not deceased yet. I'm just imagining the outpouring of grief and admiration as I lie in state. And I'm finally entombed in Glasnevin in Poet's Corner.
Would you
just desist, Kevin? You ruined my suit as well. The taxpayers paid €1,800 for that, you know.
Sorry, Mr. President. Tell me, did you ever meet Nelson?
You mean, did he ever meet me? Yes, of course. I spent some time in Robben Island prison too, next door to Mandela's cell, I'll have you know.
The lengths you go to for freedom and justice.
Well, it was a guided tour when I was on safari with Sabina, but nevertheless, I was with him during that long walk to freedom.
No. Where are you?
The freedom of Dublin, obviously. It was quite the walk for a man of such advanced years, from the Mansion House to College Green, with a bad knee to boot. But I made it. Oh, Kevin, I can feel a tingle.
Is it the knee again? I'll get the deep heat.
I feel a poem coming on. A poem I must send to Jacob Zuma on the passing.
I'm trembling in anticipation, Mr. President.
Oh, Nelson, the light of my generation.
Yes.
I am so proud I was your inspiration.
Wow.
Hand in hand together we stride. Nothing wrong with two great men holding hands. Nothing to hide.
Very cool, but can I make a suggestion, Mr. President?
Yes, of course, Kevin.
There was an old man called Mandela. He passed on a Thursday, poor fella. It was, so to speak, a pretty bad week. Not as bad, though, as it was for Nigella.
Maybe we'll just send a telegram.
Oh, well, life does go on. I'll have your bath ready in 20 minutes, Mr. President.
Thank you, Kevin. Who will deliver my eulogy, I wonder? Who is worthy? Bono will obviously be long gone. Perhaps King Charles. Wait, no. It'll be King George by then.
Sorry, Mr. President.
Nothing, Kevin. I'm coming.
So, ladies and gentlemen, lot number 357. A fine collection of paintings and other artworks seized from a property at the K Club, Providence. Sean Dunn, Esquire. We're going to start this with a print titled Girl Scratching Arse on Tennis Court. Who will start this one? Will you start me on a five? No? Anyone? Anyone at all? Okay, that's withdrawn. Lot 358. It's another painting, again from Dunn, Esquire. This is a charming piece entitled Dogs Playing Poker. Anyone at all? Anyone? Withdrawn as well. How about this piece? Chimpanzee sitting on toilet? Anybody? Anyone? No? Going. Oh dear.
In this week's Sunday Independent, more Barry Egan exclusives.
This week, I reveal that I never saw my mate Neil Armstrong go to the moon on the night we went drinking in Ringaskiddy 27 years ago.
More epic revelations from Ireland's top showbiz writer.
My close friend Lee Harvey Oswald never assassinated anyone the night we went to McDade's in the early 60s.
Barry also recalls the time he didn't go skydiving with Bono, the dolphin he never swam with, and he exclusively lifts the lid on the night Naomi Campbell was in another part of the world while he was alone in his bedsit eating cold baked beans.
Naomi and I were very close, peering at me through those magic eyes in the September issue of Marie Claire.
Barry Egan writes exclusively this weekend. Plus, all the latest news, updates, and analysis on the love life of Gerald Keane and Lisa Murphy.
And I reveal the details of my intimate night with Rosanna Davison when she brushed past me at a film premiere I didn't attend.
The Barry Egan has landed. The brand new column, only in this week's Sunday Independent.
And now, with a look ahead to the weekend's weather, we're joined by Evelyn Cusack at Wet Éireann.
So gradually turning colder over the weekend with outbreaks of showers, some wintry spreading from the north, and the wind chill factor really will be very severe. So farmers might want to bring any livestock indoors, that is, if their animals are not too busy out counting berries and bushes to see if we're likely to have a white Christmas. Honestly, it makes my blood rise by 30 degrees Fahrenheit when I hear people insist that there's a heat wave coming just because their cat sat in a feckin' puddle last Tuesday. So I'll say again, forecasting the weather is a science and it is literally impossible to accurately predict the weather for more than 10 days or so ahead for the very good reason that the weather doesn't yet exist. It doesn't exist for the berries on the bushes, the birds and the bees, the cows sitting in fields or Donegal postman who would be better advised to get out and deliver Christmas cards rather than sifting through fog spawn and kitty litter. Now, here with the European weather is Jean Byrne.
There's a high pressure area over the Azores, which, if I spill some salt over my leather jacket, I can see will be the late spring for all of us. Next summer will be a very wet one, at least if the static electricity in my fishnet body stocking is to be believed. But that will be followed by a long and mild autumn. I know this because my thigh-high boots are currently leaning to the left in my wardrobe. That's all from Wet Éireann. Good night.
Callan's Kicks!
You can listen back to this on the RT radio player. I didn't know anything about it until the guards told me all about it. More after the break.
Just a health warning for part two of Callan's Kicks. It does feature a heavy dose of Miriam O'Callaghan, so be careful of that. Oh, yeah.
You're a most welcome, Prime Minister.
Keep pouring that stuff like a good fella.
Konnichiwa.
And Diamond DeKinney, how are you?
Taoiseach, don't say another word.
Leo, what are you doing here?
I came to make sure you got home safely. Soon.
Oh, good man, no. More sake. Here, konnichiwa. For feck's sake, should I would hardly wet me whistle. Give me more.
Taoiseach.
Nice china, though.
Taoiseach, this is a very solemn ceremony. We must not try to offend our gracious host. Please don't mention C-H-I-N-A.
But Leo, this feckin' rice wine is great stuff.
Shh, Taoiseach, please, they don't look like... Oh, for goodness sake, Taoiseach.
Don't worry, Leo, it's a sign of good manners in the Far East.
This is the Middle East, Taoiseach, they're not impressed.
Middle East, Far East, or feckin' Mayo East, Leo. I'm the man and I've had me fill of Japanese ceremonies.
What?
I was trying to get a feckin' cup of tea earlier and they fluted about for half an hour. But I always carry an old lion's teabag in the jacket pocket. That did the trick anyway.
Oh my god, this is a disaster.
Hey, you at the ponytail! More sake here!
Taoiseach!
Thank you, Kimosabe.
Oh.
Hey, Leo, check out your man.
What?
It's Ming Flanagan in a dress.
Oh my goodness. Look, Taoiseach, we can't insult our host. This is the most important trade mission and you're ruining it.
Leo, would you ask them to turn the heating on, will you? There's a fierce nip in the air.
Oh, God, I better talk to them and smooth things over.
You brew that, Leo, and bring back more sake. There's a good lad.
I'm so sorry, Your Excellencies. Our Prime Minister means no offence. He is not wise to the complex ceremonial ways of your great and ancient nation.
Asso.
Asso! Now they're calling me names. Sick, sick.
Oh, God. Okay, we have to go to the airport, Taoiseach.
Wait, I haven't finished my sake. Can we get a crate of it in duty-free?
Why did I have to come here, Jerry?
Well, even I don't know where it is, Garda, to be fair.
If anyone finds out, no.
Well, I think it's safe to say they won't find out from me. Huh? But I watch you sailing in here in a very open way and...
I think I'm after breaking my shagging ankle. Why didn't you tell me there's a great big hole in the ground there?
I forgot I dug it. Anyway, it's up to you to look after yourself, Garda. You have, if you don't mind me saying, a laissez-faire attitude to your own safety.
Shite! I'm just after sitting on a broken bottle.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my ass is in agony.
Well, as I said, it's not necessarily intelligence you need to check the chair before you sit on it. You just need to look after your own safety, you know, and not have a laissez-faire attitude to safety.
I just don't feel safe here at all. What is it you want anyway? Penalty points wiped, is it?
Well,
parking ticket fix or something?
No. That would be illegal. I was just wondering if you'd sign my passport renewal form.
What?
Well, I hate those damned queues and I have a first-class flight to New York in the new year, so can you sort it out?
What is it this time? Another operation on your backside?
Oh, no. It's a plastic surgery.
On your face?
No, my gold American Express credit card.
It's a feckin' mousetrap is after getting me.
Welcome back to the programme. Now, I'm hearing we can go over live now to Sao Paulo, where the all-important draw is about to begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you can all take your places, we will start by drawing a country from Bowl A, then Bowl B, and so on.
Now, don't forget, Ireland is in Bowl E for this important draw.
Somalia.
That's first out of the pot there, the highest qualifier, Somalia. We won't want to be in the same group as them.
And now, Uzbekistan.
They finished 8th in the group stages, don't forget.
And Chile.
Now, this is interesting. Chile actually finished below us in the qualifiers, so suddenly...
Next country.
This group is not as unattractive as we first thought.
The Republic of Ireland.
Well, no sooner said than done. There's a few lads there.
Uruguay.
And Uruguay completing the group there. Don't forget, they finished one place above us in the world ranking of corrupt nations. So all in all, not a bad group for Ireland to be placed in. If you consider we were a 21st most corrupt country in the world, up from 25th last year. So that's some considerable progress there. So I think we'd be quite content with that draw. All I can say is roll on next summer, when the finalists in the World Corruption Cup will take each other on in such events as bribery, vote rigging, expenses fiddling, and of course the plain old corruption decathlon.
Rosie, darling, are you all right? You look kind of...
Oh, Wes, I'm just so worried that he's going to, you know, hog the limelight. Ugh. And it's my wedding, my big day.
I know, babes, but what can we do? He's family, like, we can't just not invite him.
Couldn't we maybe, I don't know, give him the wrong date or something? Ugh. I just think now that he's got used to the spotlight, he might feel like he has to, you know, perform. Ugh. And if he puts on that awful jacket and starts doing that crass, vulgar turn of his...
Well, he is your father, babes. I mean, maybe if he whacks his monobrow, it mightn't be so bad in the photos and all.
I know, it's too awful. And you do realise we're probably going to have to do something about Andy as well, you know.
Andy?
In case he tries to do one of his two characters.
I know. Wait, two characters?
I just want our wedding to have some class.
Should I tell Dad to cancel the slot machines?
Despite chastened times, donations continue to pour in for homeless charities. I'm joined now by Johnny Pockets, spokesman for the new Shelter Us charity.
Hi, Sean.
And what work do you do specifically for the homeless, Johnny?
What we do is we collect non-perishable foodstuffs like rice, pasta, salt, beans, processed foods, and all that sort of stuff. Things that won't go off too quickly. And do you take a salary?
I get about 14,000 tins of peas a year from the state. So not very much.
Really. So that doesn't affect the charity's resources then, or does it?
Indeed, I top up my own salary with about 47,000 tins of beans. But this has all been agreed by the board, so it's
perfectly... But 47,000, that's well above the 14,000 tins of peas.
Well,
not really. You see, the beans come from a separate trust fund called Shelter Us Bachelors. Johnny, how do you sleep at night?
Oh, very well indeed. I'm not homeless or anything, you know, thanks to all the charity work.
But we, this time of the year, of course, we're very concerned about the freezing temperatures and the inclement weather.
Yes, indeed, a harsh winter is very tough on the poor souls outdoors.
Oh, no. A harsh winter is absolutely wonderful.
What?
The donations more than quadrupled during the big freeze 3 years ago. No, what worries us, Sean, is a mild winter. That really affects the top-ups, the donations, no end.
That's all for now. Coming up after midday, Ronan Collins hosts Top Up Tuesday, live from the Central Remedial Clinic.
Hello and a very warm welcome to the Miriam Show with Miriam. And it's that time of year again when I'm asking for your help for those who are less fortunate than me. So next Friday, I want you to shave your head and grow a moustache at a coffee morning after you've run the marathon in the dark all the way to the golf outing, which is near the airstrip, where you'll be doing your parachute jump in your nude for a calendar, which we'll be selling at Christmas during our Santa appeal, which we hope will help publicise our treks to Kilimanjaro and Nepal after our annual Lenten appeal to buy a bag of sweets and a little badge and a pink bag which has a blue ribbon on it. So wear a welly for the Ingrown Toenail Awareness Week. Did you know I'm the patron of 65 charities? Genuinely. I'm the most generous woman in the world.
Looking back at the week in sport, Pat Spillane joins me in studio.
Hey, Matty.
About Tom Daly was certainly all the talk in sporting circles this week.
Wait, is he a cousin of Anthony Daly?
No. Tom Daly, the diver, the entire world.
Who?
9 million views on YouTube now and counting. All say how brave he is.
Diving is... It is only brave if he's diving into a Donegal blanket puke defence. In my book, anyway.
No. It's Tom Daly, Olympic medalist, Pat. Won bronze in London.
Oh, he's only got the one. Sure, I've 8 medals and I won superstars as well. Huh?
Anyway, the story is that Tom told the world that he's in a relationship with a man.
Well, sure. Myself and the bomber, listen. I've had a great relationship over the years as well.
It's not that kind of relationship. This one of Daly's is an intimate and physical relationship by all accounts.
Sure, geez, that describes myself and the bomber down to a tee every second wet Wednesday of the month. We put our bodies on the line for the over 40s and tis mighty.
Tom Daly is in love with a man, Pat.
Huh?
And this man is 20 years his senior.
Because that's incredible right enough. That would bring a tear to my eye. If my tear ducts weren't bursted by Seamus Darby back in 1982.
Well, at least you're finally beginning to understand.
It reminds me of the love I had for Mick O'Dwyer when he first arrived down in Kerry, and him 30 years my senior. I think he might be 40 years older than me now and still going strong. So, the very best luck to Tom Daly. Good luck to him.
Well, it might be 2014 for the rest of us, but it sounds like in Kerry, it's still 1976. Let's go for traffic and travel now with Ronan Gilligan.
Traffic is backing up on the Drumcondra Road outside the Cat and Cage, where a drunken staff party is trying to get its fat drunken arses into a reluctant taxi. On the south side, meanwhile, there are tailbacks as dozens of students off their heads make complete twats of themselves after end-of-term sessions with Mammy and Daddy's hard-earned cash. And to the city centre, where caution is advised as the usual coterie of drunks, douches and louches are joined by Christmas revellers, unable to see straight or hold down those Goldschlager shots that seemed like such a good idea after that feed of pints and dodgy kebabs. And finally, a vehicle seen driving in an erratic fashion on the Blackrock Road is not thought to be a drunk driver, but rather a very sober Mary Mitchell O'Connor, though caution is still advised. Ronan Gilligan, AA Roadwatch.
Just relax now, Taoiseach.
Good God, Leo, I thought I'd never get out of that place.
Well, I actually quite like Japan.
It was okay, I suppose. Do I really need to be handcuffed to the seat, Leo?
I'm afraid so. The handler says it's for your own safety.
Well, I suppose I'm very important to the nation. Anyway, great news about the war being over, isn't it?
Sorry, what war?
The Second World War, Leo. Who won? Anyway, never mind. I have a very, very urgent letter to write here.
Oh, what is it? A note for your wife or a memo for Michael?
No. It's that time of the year. A letter to Santa Claus.
Oh, of course. Your letter to Santa.
Here, listen to this.
Dear Santa, my name is Inda, and I've been a good boy all year. I have tried... Is that a Y or an I, by the way?
It's an I. Right, hang on. And the spelling...
I have tried my best at everything, and I've done everything as I was told.
Mm-hmm.
This year I would like a new bike, and a new pair of green Lycra shorts, and a new bell.
Isn't that what you asked for last year, Tisha?
Yeah. Apart from the bell, it's a new skill of mine.
Right, costs a fortune. It'll cost Santa a fortune, I'd say. Anything else?
Well, I'm worried for Adker.
About the country? Well, it's in great hands.
No, but... Well, what'll Santa do?
Sorry, what do you mean?
There's no chimney in me cell. How's he going to get in with me bike and all this stuff?
Well, I...
Wait. Sure doesn't Count Shatter manage to fly in and out all the time without need for a chimney?
Does he? Right.
He can deliver the presents, or better still, show Santa the way in. What?
I'm not 100% sure Shatter is that big into Christmas, Taoiseach. I'm afraid.
Of course he is. I bet he asked for a new set of wings and a new...
Just hold a second. I just had to put on this safety gag again, Taoiseach. We'll be landing in a few hours. And I need to get some kip in, okay? Yes. Oh my god. I wonder, can I get a transfer to Brussels next year? I don't think I can take any more of this.
Callan's Cakes!
Mandela taught us all about oppressive countries. Lands where so-called freedom fighters colluded with the police and murders, where foreign governments had come in and stolen from the people. I'm so glad he got to visit Ireland to see our progress and get the freedom of Dublin from a member of the Haughey family. Arieshche Gareven.